USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting about the highly anticipated congressional hearings with former Russia probe special counsel Robert Mueller. He says it's very unfair that a never-Trumper attorney will be allowed to help Mueller with his testimony. A House Judiciary spokesman says Mueller's longtime aide, Aaron Zedley, will be by his side, not as a witness, but as Mueller's counsel. House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff said he was expecting such a request.
Our intention is that Mueller do the testifying and not have someone else do it for him.
Sources say Mueller has been practicing for the back-to-back hearings in which Republicans are sure to ask difficult questions about the origins of the Russia investigation and the conduct of the investigators. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 177 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
FBI Director Chris Wray tells the Senate Judiciary Committee he won't comment on Mueller's investigation. In his testimony, he focused on national security and economic espionage threats. He tells the committee chairman, Lindsey Graham, about the two biggest threats to the United States.
There is no country that poses a more severe counterintelligence threat to this country right now than China.
And I say, saying a lot.
That is saying a lot. And I don't say it lightly.
Who would be second?
Probably Russia.
The Washington Post is reporting that the Federal Trade Commission will allege that Facebook misled users about its privacy practices as part of an expected settlement. Facebook is accused of deceiving consumers about why it needed their phone numbers. Stocks were up on Wall Street. The Dow was up 177 points, the S&P 500 up 20, and the NASDAQ up 47. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pennsylvania school districts are telling parents to pay up or else, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Hundreds of families in Pennsylvania received a letter from their public school district this month informing parents that if their kids' lunch debt was not settled, their child could be removed from the home and placed in foster care. One of the districts doing this is Wyoming Valley School District. Now, they're saying this is a last resort for them, and they're owed around $22,000 combined from all the parents. Now, all that being said, Larry Wingett, the pit bull of personal development, tells Fox News this isn't the way to handle it.
Well, first of all, that's ridiculous. We're not going to take kids away from their parents because they're not paying their school lunch money. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and they should have known better than to send that. I will say this. Pay your bills. Everybody, pay your bills. It's not a parenting issue. That's an integrity issue. You made a deal. You owe the money. You pay the money.
Okay.
But when the punishment is we're going to take your kids away and feed your kids peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that's dumb.
According to the New York Times, court documents show that an Ohio hospital paid the estate of astronaut Neil Armstrong $6 million to settle allegations that post-surgical complications led to the 2012 death. The hospital defended the care but paid the family $6 million to settle the matter privately and avoid the devastating publicity. Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.